Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
I think the studio is open now. Hold on. I'm trying to unmute everybody's line. Okay, I think you're unmuted now, baby.
Shalom.
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 Peace and shalom, family.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom.
Shalom, Israelites.
Hey, good to see you, bro.
Amen, Andrew. I'm all in.
Amen. I don't know the name of the precept, so I don't know if I was opened up for the precept name for Nakomi.
The precept tonight is the 40 days after the resurrection. 40 days
amen.
After the resurrection. Resurrection.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So with that, people, we're about to get started. I'm Brother Nakamiah of the Nation of Peace Israelites, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're about to get started. Brother Isaiah, he's going to bring a reading of his choice. We ask that all the brothers uncover their heads and face the east. All sisters, cover your heads and face the east. We're not going to waste a whole bunch of time. We're going to get started with the lesson. So, Brother Isaiah, when you get a scripture, we're going to get started.
Amen. All praises. Amen. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cry, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when thou hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hands. The reading will take place in the book of Psalms, chapter 138. Verses 1 through 8. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Isaiah, where we have Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
Amen. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight."
People, I read this before every lesson, so that we fall in the order of the former prophets in Christ. These are the words that John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, said. These are also the words that Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17 said when he started preaching himself. And these are also the words that Jesus Christ said to the disciples to say when he sent them out. So I want to stay in the line of the former prophets, in the line of the greatest prophet in Christ and the 12 disciples. So with that, people, it says, verse 2, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," meaning prepare for the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. So we got to be repented and turn from our wicked ways and turn from the things that are against God. Verse 3, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." That is for the workers of God in Christ, that we prepare the way of the Lord and make a clear, straight, agenda-free path. A clear, straight, agenda-free path to the people so they can understand everything clearly, how you're supposed to perform in order to make it to the kingdom. So with that, people, we're going to get into this lesson, the 40 days after Christ. We didn't have Passover. Christ died. We didn't have unleavened bread, feast, the week of unleavened bread. And during the feast of unleavened bread, we done went through the feast of weeks. But now, after the feast of weeks, we still in a feast, people. See, there's two countdowns happening. On the 17th day, which is the wave offering of the year, there's another countdown that started at 1. And that counts down for 50 days to the Feast of Weeks. But in these 50 days, 40 of them, Jesus was walking around for 40 of them, of these days. We always hear everybody say, "He has risen," and all of that. But guess what? He had risen, and then he had kicked it around with the people for 40 days. I was a Christian and going through church. When it came to so-called Easter, which is Passover, the Passover time, all I cared about and whatever I ever talked about, "He has risen, he has risen, he has risen." But we never talk about, hey, guess what, man? Jesus was walking before he went up to the right hand of God, back to the right hand of God. He was down here kicking it for 40 days. We never really get into that. So with that, Brother Isaiah, without delay,
yes,
let's get to Acts. Let's get to Acts chapter 1 and 3. Let's get to Acts chapter 1 and 3 and get this going. We're going to get this going, get into this. See, people, we got to realize the party ain't over. Y'all got to understand, our God, when God and Christ party, he like to party for days in a row. The party ain't over, yo. I thought the feasting was over. The feasting ain't over yet. Ain't no party like a God party, because a party, God party don't stop, y'all. Y'all don't understand. Well, let's get it. Let's get this. Acts chapter 1 and verse 3. When you get it, Brother Isaiah, go ahead.
Verse 3. "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many unfavorable proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God."
Stop. You see that? So he said, "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days." So he, after he died on the Passover, he was seen for 40 days. Saying, drop down to verse 9.
Amen.
Acts
verse
chapter
9.
1 and pick, yeah, not, pick it up at the 9, sir. Verse 9.
Amen. Verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also
stop.
Said...
Stop. I'm saying, so see this? These brothers got to see him get taken up. So we know we're talking about this time of when he rose, and then he was, he walked around. They told, we learned in verse 3, he was down kicking it with us for 40 days, and now he's going to get taken up. Read on verse 11.
Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
Stop. So he said. So he said, y'all seen this. So we gotta. I want y'all to remember, there's something special. If you was some of the people, if you was in the presence of Christ for them 40 days, and especially if you was around him when he was taken up. But all these things are relevant. But we gonna learn also everything's relevant, even by the numbers and dates of high holy days. There's reasoning. There's deeper reasonings for even the numbers. So with that, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Matthew's chapter 12 and 38. Matthew 12 and 38.
Amen. The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 38. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we should see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but to the son of the prophet Jonas. For Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
Stop. Stop. So he tells us in 40, for Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Okay, if he's in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights, when he coming out of the earth? On the fourth day.
The fourth day?
On the fourth day. Because people, the number four is Jesus' number. If any of y'all listen to the Bible code, everything about the number four is Jesus. So this thing about him being in the ground for 3 days and 3 nights. Well, if you're in the ground for 3 days and 3 nights, when do you show your face? On the fourth.
On the fourth.
On the fourth. So we got to understand that. But let's get some more into this. Let's get more into understanding the four. That's why you got to know the people. We're going to learn the people that hasn't already listened to the Bible code how important the actual dates are in the high holy days. They all lead to secret codes. Then they're on all these codes cannot be broken. But one of the most obvious codes, once you get it, if you can't get anything else, One of the easiest things to get from the Bible code is that number four is Jesus, without a shadow of doubt. The number four, everything about the number four is Jesus. So let's get some prophecy into this. Let's show you how deep it is. We're going to go to the book of Daniel because people, we got some, even some Israelites that don't want to believe in Jesus and these things. So, and then he said, you know, they stop all everything at the Old Testament and the prophets and stuff, and they don't want to deal with this. But let's see this number four keep shining through. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9 and verse 25. Let's get to Daniel 9 and 25.
Amen. The book of Daniel chapter 9, we're picking up at verse 25. Verse 25. Know therefore and understand.
Stop, brother Isaiah. Before we do that, people, I need y'all to get a sheet of paper out. And when you get the sheet of paper out, I want you to make 7 boxes on that sheet of paper. Before we read this scripture, because this is math, but we want you to actually see it with your eyes. But I want you to write down 7 boxes on a piece of paper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And in the middle of the boxes, I want you to write the number 1 to 7. In the middle of the boxes, I want y'all to write from 1 to 7. In the first box, write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm saying all the way down to 7 through the boxes. Says with all you're getting, get an understanding. So I like the people to understand without a shadow of a doubt. I am more teacher than preacher, people. I'm more teacher than preacher. But what I love doing, and I'm saying, I want you to see things with your own eyes. I want things to happen on their own, not me forcing or anyone forcing at these things. I want to read, and then I want to give you a visual so you can see for yourself. So we got hope, we'll say, so that should have been enough time for us all to write down 7 boxes and then adding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the boxes. And with that, now that we have the boxes, we got that instruction going. Brother Isaiah, let's get this. Daniel chapter 9, 25.
Amen. The book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 25. Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince, shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks the street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And until the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifices and the oblations to cease. And for
stop.
The overspreading of the
stop,
abominations.
Stop. So it says 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifices and oblations to cease. So this happened when Jesus died, that these things ended. That they're saying it was rent in the middle. I'm saying the veil was rent in the middle, and all those things in the midst of it. And he said, and this is supposed to happen in the midst of the week. Okay, well, this week is the Passover week. So in the midst of a week, we have a week is 7 days. So people, let's look at this. So number one would be Sunday. Two would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sabbath. But what is the middle? The middle of the week is what? Wednesday or the fourth day. in the middle of a week is the fourth day. If you wanted to make this a Passover week, you would do this. In the first box, put under the first box number 10. Number 2, put number 11. The third box, put 12. Fourth box, put 13. 15. Under the fifth, on the fifth box, 14 under the fifth box, 15 under the sixth, and then 16 under the seventh, which the 13th is what? The Passover happens at it happens on the 14th day at sundown, which is what? The 13th. People, even in that 13 at the one and the three is what?
Four.
So these are the things that God wants you to see, because he tell you to set this up like this in Exodus chapter 12.
Yeah, we got feedback.
So in Exodus chapter 12, he tell you to go get your sheep on the 10th. So he's trying to show you how to start the week off, and then you kill it on the 14th at sundown, which would be what? On Wednesday, or the middle of the week, or the number 4. So we got to understand this. So when that happened, we didn't have to kill no more sheep and stuff no more after this happened. We don't have to do that anymore. So let's get that. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10 and 4. Hebrews 10 and 4.
Amen. The book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifices and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifices and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not. Neither hadest pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Stop. See that? So you say, nine, he said, he taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. See, this is in the New Testament, but see, it's something in the Old Testament people ain't paying attention to. He's saying he taketh away the first, the body of Jesus once for all, or the body of a man compared to animals. But let's show you this order being ever since the beginning. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 24. Genesis 1 and verse 24.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and every thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image.
Stop. I want to show people to see what day this is. Drop down to verse 31.
31. And God saw everything that he had made. Excuse me. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day.
See, on the sixth day, he created the animals, the cattle, and all of that on the sixth day, the same day he made man. But who was made first? The cattle, the animals was made before man. I established the second that he got rid of the first. He take away the first. He said he take away the first that he may establish what? The second man, yes, a man going to die. He had this written in. The things that you could sacrifice happened on the same day. The animals was first. They was before us. But it was always in. But even in this, who has the supremacy? Even in this, I'm telling you, we got supremacy over everything else that was made. So that's why a man, Jesus Christ, dying once was better than everything else. Because guess what? We got more supremacy. We're above everything else. And especially the Son of God being in the flesh is above everything else. So he take away the first, those cattle and animals, that he may establish the second. But people don't want to believe. Some people don't want to believe in Jesus. But if you just examine things, this was always coming. These things was always set up in this way. So now, because of this, we ain't got to do that no more. Now let's see what we can do now that now that we don't have to kill anything. Let's see what we can do now. Let's go to Hosea. Let's go to the book of Hosea 14:1.
The book of Hosea, chapter 14, verse 1. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words, and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips.
Stop. He said what? O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, took away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So we render the calves, our prayers, people. Now that Jesus is established, we can render him the calf of our lips. We can pray to him. So Jesus dying and waking up the 40 days to be a high priest forever gave us a chance that we can just pray instead of all these sacrifices and these things. See, these are the things that we don't discuss a lot, but this is the greatness of the Passover. Over the Feast of Unleavened, wave offering, and Feast of Weeks. This is the greatness of that. Then now we can pray. And I thank God that we get to pray. Because if you ever read in the Old Testament all the things the priests had to do to kill all them animals, man, I'm glad I'm in this generation. Because that was a whole lot of work they was doing. And messing with blood and all that. Okay, people, I'm a Western side of the world American. And I'm not a farmer or nothing like that. When I read that, I say, oh, thank you, Jesus. This is my generation. I couldn't have been out there killing sheep and cattle and chopping this up and chopping and sprinkling blood. And, man, thank God we get to pray. I thank Jesus. Jesus, I thank you for doing that because I ain't built for all that. I ain't built for all that. So now we just get to pray. So we got to understand. Let's get some more into it. We can. This is what we do. Let's go in the book of 1 John. The book of 1 John 8, starting at the 8. The book of 1 John 1 and 8.
The book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say
stop. See that? He said, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess, there go the calf of your lips right there. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I like words, people. It don't say some. It said all. He cleanses from all unrighteousness. From just confessing, speaking, praying these things. Because of Christ, we get to do that. I ain't got to go out there and kill nothing for this no more. We ain't got to do that. We just get to just pray. We get to pray in turn from our sin. But let's get another one. Brother Isaiah, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31.
Amen.
Love this right. Love this. I love this right here. I love this right here, people. We need to really embrace ourselves. This is something that we all need to take hold to in our everyday life when it comes to us dealing with our fellow man. We all need to, people, all y'all should be writing these two scriptures down, because and focus on it and concentrate on it. When you get it, Brother Isaiah, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we're going to read the 31 and the 32.
Amen. Verse 31. For if we will judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
Do you see that? For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. See, just like he said, if we gonna confess, if we just confess our sins and just admit that we sinners, he said he cleans us from all unrighteousness. That's what I'm saying. Why are we spending all our time trying to judge somebody else? He said, you judge yourself. You should not be judged. But when you are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, saying the Lord going to take care of that. He going to deal with me. But guess what? I got to be judging. I got to look in the mirror and judge myself and don't be trying to judge other people. I love this principle here. I love this right here. This is the opportunity that Jesus has given us. And he said, you need to reflect on yourself. If you do that, you focusing on that, he said, okay, you ain't going to be judged. Because you focusing on your main player, which should always be you. Why are you concerned about anyone else? He going to judge you and you alone when it's your time. It ain't going to be about nobody else, so why ain't we in that state of mind right now? I say it all the time. Why are we worried about everybody else? Why are you worried about your mama? Why are you worried about your cousin them? Why, okay, and then on the bad side, why you tripping about people you don't like? Why are you worried? Why are you tripping on that lady? Because all women hate a lady at work, another woman at work. Why are you tripping on that chick at work you don't like? Why are you worried about her? She going to have her turn in the judgment, and like you going to have your turn in judgment. Why are you concerned about people you don't like and people you do love when it comes to this? Why are you worried about that? You better be worried about you, because when you get judged, that's the only thing that's going to count. So, like I'm saying, this is one of my favorite scriptures, because it makes you get your mind where it always is supposed to be. It always is supposed to be you. And if you think you already okay, then you ain't in the right state of mind. If you think you already then achieved all that you're supposed to achieve, then you don't want much. You must don't have, your goals ain't high enough. You're supposed to always try to increase and get better in every aspect of your life. So we got, like I'm saying, I love this because now we're going to say, we get to judge ourselves and focus on ourselves, that we be chasing of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. See, he said, if we deal with ourselves, see, I ain't going to condemn you with the rest of the world. Because the world all about trying to judge, gossip and judging everybody else, tripping on what everybody else is doing. We always in somebody else's life, checking them out, peeking into their life. But we gonna move on, people. We gonna move on. So let's see this, that these sacrifices is gone. Jesus was set up for these things when he died. Let's go into 1 Samuel chapter 15 and 22. 1 Samuel 15:22.
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22. And Samuel said, have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifices, and to hearken than the fat of lambs.
So, see, I see the prophet Samuel had some real, real wisdom, some real understanding. He said, hath the Lord great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? He's like, which one you think is better? See, he knew. Prophet Samuel knew. And this is when sacrifices was on the table. But he already knew what was up. He said, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. He said, Samuel knew that before Jesus even showed up on the scene. He already knew. He already had the insight. It don't matter whatever gifts you bring to the table. You say, you can't, saying people, ain't no buying your way out of this situation that we in for salvation. Samuel knew it. You might as well. I'm saying, I don't care what you bring to the table. You better be obeying. Going to be better than all that. And that's what we got to understand to this very day. People be like, I'm saying, you know, pastors like we are counselors and stuff, and people be coming saying, what should I do for this to happen and that to happen and this to happen? I was like, everything go back to the same thing, obeying, fearing God, and obeying the law, statutes, commandments of God with the testimony of Jesus Christ. Said everything will go right all the way back to obeying. Everything goes back to that. I don't care what it is, Whatever the problem is, there ain't no mystery. There ain't no secret on that. Ain't no secret on none of that. Obey. That is the secret ingredient to this whole situation. Obey. That is what it is. You said if you can't read and you've been around and you didn't heard it, okay, if I just do what God say, that is it. We be trying to figure out all kind of crazy stuff. We should be getting our obedience life. We need to get your obedience and your walk up. That's what we need to work on, get that obedience up. We be trying to find all kind of spiritual gifts and stuff. No, man, I need to work on my obedience, man. I got to get my obedience game up. How about working on that? So we got to understand that. The prophet Samuel knew. And y'all got to, man, you better work on some obedience. Saying this ain't the state fair. You bring a bunch of sheep. You trying to get a promise? He said, no, man, obeying better than that. So we got to understand that. So Jesus is worth more than that. He died in the midst of the week, on the fourth day of the week, or in a Passover week. He died on the 13th day at sundown, which is 1 and 3 is 4. But let's show you these things. That, guess what? He died on the 4, but 1, 2, 3, 4, guess what else happens? Resurrection power happened, people. Because didn't we say this is the 40 days after the resurrection? Well, now we got to get what? We got to show you the resurrection part. Resurrections happen on what? The number 4. Let's get this, show you that you can die, but then you resurrect. The resurrection is also on the number 4. Resurrection power on the number 4. Brother Isaiah, let's get this resurrection power on the 4. Let's get this St. John chapter 11, 39. St. John, amen. Chapter 11 and verse 39.
The book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 39. Verse 39. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, so he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her,
Stop. He been dead how many days?
4 days.
What's going to happen on that day, people?
Oh, he going to
wake up. He going to wake up. Resurrection. On what day?
The 4th day.
Okay, people, Jesus resurrected on the wave, which is what? The 17th day in the year. He died on the 13th, 4. He died on the 17th. What is that? 17th is 8. What is 8? 2 fours. Is you following me? One and 7 is what? 8. What is 8? 2 fours. When did our brother Lazarus wake up? After he'd been dead how many days? 4 days. Got to understand these fours, people. So I'm saying these numbers count. Let's go into the book of Jonah. 1:17.
the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
Stop. And it says, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know the story of Jonah. So if Jonah was in the fish of the belly, the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, when did that fish vomit Jonah out?
On the fourth day.
On the fourth day. See, being in that fish was a metaphor for being in the grave. Because when you're in the fish, ain't no light inside that fish, is it? It's complete darkness, like being buried. And then guess what? He prayed to God, and God resurrected him, and he got to come back out. He took him out of the fish when? And he got to finish his mission on the fourth day. See, let's see this number four. Is Jesus. And on every 4 days, guess what? He does something great. When he died on the 13th, he did something great for mankind. When he woke up, he did something great for mankind again. But let's show you this number four. This is Jesus. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 7 and 14. Hebrews 7 and 14.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 14. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
Stop. Is our Lord Jesus, he sprang from what tribe?
The tribe of Judah. The fourth tribe.
The fourth son of Jacob. Y'all think that's just a coincidence, dink? See, they want us to think that this Bible is just, you know, some kind of mythological stories. But if you heard the Bible code, you understand the fourth day in the creation is Jesus Christ. That's when he took over. That's when he began understanding that he was the number four in the creation, because the creation is nothing but a number code to break things down in the Bible. Light code, water code, and a earth code. But the fourth number or the fourth day in the Bible code is Jesus. And everything about the number four is about Christ. And everything, when you start paying attention to Christ, you see this number four is everywhere about him. Everything about him is about this number four. So let's show you in these 40 days some of the things, like I said, we don't talk about it. But I'm going to show you some things about Christ. Let's go into Luke. Let's go into Luke chapter 24 and 36. Luke 24 and 36.
Amen. The book of Luke chapter 24, verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed, not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it, and did eat before them. And he said
stop,
unto
stop,
them.
Stop. See this? Jesus, during them 40 days, he did what? He's sitting down. See, I'm trying to show you the greatness of Christ and the enormity of Christ. Christ's a real brother. He sat down and said,
mm-hmm.
He said, Have you any meat, man? And we named him and said, and then what he asked for? They gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and ate before them. All they missing is the bottle of hot sauce. Somebody forgot to write hot sauce. You know, they couldn't include everything. Okay, But he does what? He came back and what? He ate with us. He kicked it with us. See, we all get caught up into walking on water and all that kind of stuff. But see, I want you to see he came back and just was imparted these things. He was normal. He came back and was normal. So let's go into St. John's chapter 21 and 15.
The book of St. John, chapter 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He says unto him, Feed my lambs. He said to him
again a second time. Stop. So you see, again, he was doing with them what he was doing with them before. Kicking and eating with them and just dealing with them like a normal person. See, he was doing very normal things in them 40 days, just being a regular person. Let's go into 1 John, because like I'm saying, I'm saying he told them to touch him and stuff like that. And let's see, they had this testimony after they had been able to do these things. Let's go in the book of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1. The book of 1 John 1 and 1. When you get it, brother, go ahead. The book of 1 John 1 and 1.
Yes, sir. The book of 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which he had heard, which he have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which was have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full.
See that now? Listen what they say in the beginning of one. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard. See, they heard Jesus, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. That's why Jesus told them to touch him and handle him and talk to him. So they had a testimony. We dealt with Jesus. We got to physically deal with him. That which was from the beginning. We got to deal with him in a very intimate way. So we got to understand. Let's go into St. John's chapter 20 and verse 24. St. John's 20 and verse 24.
Amen. The book of St. John, chapter 20, verse 24. Verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
Stop. See, Thomas, there he go. He didn't see him at first. Then they said 8 days later, he saw him, and he got to handle him and things like that. He got intimate with him, but like I'm saying, in these 40 days, he probably did something every day. They said all the doors and stuff was locked, but guess what? Jesus just showed up in the midst of them. Jesus walking through walls, people. But he was doing these miraculous things at the same time, doing very normal things at the same time, these 40 days that he was here after the resurrection, after he resurrected. He was out and about, kicking it with his brothers, kicking it with the sisters in faith. Let's go into St. John's chapter 21 and verse 24.
The book of St. John chapter 21, verse 24. Verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus.
St. John's chapter 21, verse 24.
I get it now. Sorry about that. Verse 24. This is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.
See, now look, during them 40 days and during the ministry of Christ, guess what? In them 40 days, Jesus probably did, they said, there's so many things that we can't even write about. Because he probably was doing them 40 days, Jesus probably did something every day. Said many other things Jesus did. But like I'm saying, at that time, if you was blessed to see him, he was probably, you know what I'm saying, he is doing stuff all the time. He was doing stuff all the time. Saying Jesus probably got caught the light on Richie, he probably was dancing on the ceiling. Okay? He was doing all kind of stuff. So we got to understand that. That's us. These 40 days is special. And if you got to be around for that, you was very special to be in on that. If you're a person that got to see and touch and talk and eat with him, you is on a high, high, high level. If you got to be intimate, if you got to be in that circle at that time. You were special if you got to be around at that time to see Jesus do these things. So we got to understand that. We got to understand that. I say it all the time. If you know the secret things and the deep things, God is dealing with you in a special way, because he said, with all you're getting, get an understanding. He's dealing you in a different way. We all supposed to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. There ain't no secret. We all supposed to know the dietary law. We all supposed to know when to do the feast days and all of those type of things. We're supposed to know these things. Them things ain't secret. But when you go into the deep, ain't no telling some of the things he told them at that time. No telling what he said to them. That he told them to keep, or you just got to hear that because you was around at that time. So, if you was the people around Jesus at these times, and you got to see him go up, Let's show you what's up with the people. Let's see what's up with the people that get to see you go up. Let's see what you get when you get to deal with Jesus in these special times. Let's see what happens when you get to deal with him when he's doing his walk for these 40 days going on to the Pentecost. Let's see what's happening when you deal with them in these days. Let's go on to Acts. Let's go back to Acts chapter 1. Let's go back to Acts chapter 1 and pick it up at the 6th.
The book of Acts chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men by them in the white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
Stop. So these people saw him going to heaven. They got to see him going to heaven. And he said they're going to receive power. They're going to receive power. So the people that get to be around Jesus in these times, we got to understand that something great happening is going to happen to them. Let's go into St. John's chapter 14 and 12. St. John's 14 and 12.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
So he said greater works shall he do, because where he going?
He going back to the Father.
To the Father. See, we're going to show you what happens, why he's saying you got to wait till he go to the Father so you can do greater. Because with him, with the Father, you can do great or well or good. with just the Father. But he says you're going to do greater things. Let's show you somebody living a metaphor in this. So the same thing, the opportunity to see Jesus go up. This, we're going to see somebody playing Jesus, and the other one is playing the disciples. Let's go into 2 Kings chapter 2. And we're going to kick this up at the 9.
Amen. The book of 2 Kings chapter 2, we pick it up at the verse 9. Verse 9. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9.
I went back too far. I'm sorry. The book of 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. 2 and verse 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it shall come to pass, as they still went on and talked, that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and a horse of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elisha went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
Okay, stop, stop. So now what Elisha, what he asked for going to happen, because he got to see Elijah get taken, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was Elisha's relationship to Elijah? He was Elijah's disciple. So Elijah was praying, because Elijah's name means Allah is Yah, or Allah is God, or Yahweh. And he said, guess what? He got to see him play Jesus, and if he saw him, guess what? He get a double portion. You know why? Because he getting the power of God and the power of Christ when Christ leaves. That's why Christ said, you're gonna get a double portion when I go up, because you're gonna have a piece of me and a piece of God, and you're gonna be able to do more than I did, because you got to see me go. If you get to see me go, you get a double portion of the Spirit, because now you have God and Christ in the kingdom. And this is just a metaphor of Christ and the disciples, because Elisha, who got to see Elijah go up, was just one disciple, but he represented the disciples. So he got a double portion of the Spirit, which happens Jesus walked around 40 days. So he died on the 13th day, which is 1 and 3 is 4. He woke up on the 17th day, which is in the vibration of 4, because 17 is what? 1 and 7 is 8. And then what? He walked around for another what? 40 days. Take the 0
days
off what? Four, the number 4. And then the day, and it says, when does the day of Pentecost start? 49th day at sundown. What's 49, people? 13, 4. So if you can take it from when he died, when he left, you know what I'm saying? When he died, 4. When he woke up, 17th day. It ain't nothing but what? 2 4s. And said, then he what? Walked around for another 40 days or 4. And then you go to the Pentecost 9 days after he left. What we going to get? 4. 49. 4. And let's show you that's the resurrection. That's when the Spirit get to moving on these 4. Special things happen on these 4s. Let's go to Acts chapter 2 and 1.
Genius.
The book of Acts chapter 2, pick it up at the verse 1. Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there was dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Pergia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in parts of Libya and Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Crete and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Others mocking and said, "These men are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Galilee, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your son and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my service and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned."
Stop. So the Holy Spirit on the what? 49, which takes you into 50. Because it stops, I'm saying the Pentecost starts on the 49th day at sundown, which is 4. Guess what came? The Spirit. Just like Jesus died on the 4. 17 is 2 fours, which is 8, but it was 4 days after the 13th. From the 13th, you say 14, 15, 16, 17, which is the wave offering. Then guess what? He walked around for what? 40 days for. And then, like saying, you bring in a Pentecost on the 49th day at sundown, which is 4. So great things, the resurrection power, the Spirit power, all these things happen when? On the 4. Drop down to verse 42. Let's show you what happens. Show you that this power, how this happens. Let's get this. 42. Drop down to verse 42 and go ahead, bro.
Amen. Verse 42. If they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking the bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continually daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Amen. Now listen to 43. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. See, they start doing wonders just like Jesus, but we're going to show you something else about Jesus, like Jesus they did. 46. And they continually daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness. See, they were just being intimate with the people and eating and kicking with them. Christ showed them how to do that after he got the Holy Spirit. Just because you got the Holy Spirit, just because you've been resurrected, just because you got this power, you still deal with the people. You show them the wonderful works of God. You show them all these things that God then gave us, his prophets, his teachers, his people. We all got great gifts, and you show the people these great things because he said, let your light so shine before men. But at the same time, be a brother. Be a sister. Break some bread. Invite a brother to a barbecue. I want to eat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Break some bread. Break, you know what I'm saying? Why can't I come over and have some barbecue? Little Israel like to eat. Just like disciples did. So we got to understand that. It ain't always about the one. This ain't all about all this knowledge and all these gifts. It's also about the brotherhood. Jesus showed you that too when he came back for them 40 days. You know, you got to kick it and eat with people and kick it with them and talk to them. And in that too, we're supposed to enjoy each other as the people of God. So with that, people, let's show you what did the, at the end of the day, what did Peter and the other disciples and us to this day, what you're supposed to become. Let's go into Acts. Let's go right into Acts chapter 3 and start it at the 1, Brother Isaiah, and this will be the last scripture.
Amen. The book of Acts chapter 3, and we're picking up at verse 1. Verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. And Peter fastening his eyes upward, upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And
stop,
as the lame
stop,
man...
Stop. So you see that? Now the disciples is like Jesus, healing people, making them walk, dealing with these people, doing great things, being a blessing, just like Jesus Christ, because you know what? Once you have this power, you are Jesus Christ, and Jesus stayed till he get here. So now they got the power of Christ. So with that, people, I want you to remember what we're dealing with right now. I want you to remember the Feast of Weeks. I want you to remember them 40 days all the way until the 49th to the 50th day. So with that, people, remember, we're still in the party time. We're still in the feast. Jesus, we see the disciples was eating. We see that Jesus was eating at this time. They didn't just stop coming together after the wave offering, after the last day of the feast, after all these things. Guess what, people? We still in a feast. We still in a party. Remember the Feast of Weeks, and I thank you for your time, and I hand things off to Brother Job and Sister Rhea. Thank you for your time.
Shalom.
Go ahead. Man, great precept, brother. I want to read this. This 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And it goes over, moreover, brethren, 15 and 1, it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, wherein ye stand, by which ye are saved, if you keep in remembrance what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died and for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So we got here Christ right here, according to the Scriptures, rising on the third day. And then he said this, he said, and that he was seen of Cephas, and then of the 12, and then after that, right? And then he said he was seen above 500 at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and least of all, he was seen of me also, and last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. By the time he got to Paul, all the brethren seen him. By the time we got to that Acts chapter, when he revealed himself to Paul, the apostles and the disciples had already seen him. This is a great precept. Man, thank you for bringing us back into remembrance that Christ was still, he was on the earth. And that the power, that the wave offering is the power of the resurrection. On so many levels, man. You know, I say that because without the wave offering, there is no feast of first fruits. So the vibration of four is so huge in the grand scheme of things. You even hear it in the conversation and the prophets and the apostles continually. Great lesson, bro. Great precept. Another chapter for the Bible code. I yield the mic, brother. Amen.
Thawada, thank you. Any more comments, testimonies?
Yeah, bro. Type peace, bro. Type peace, man. Bring the like that, man. You know, I'm learning this thing more and more, man. You know, I thank the Father for opening my mind up, you know, and definitely seeing that fourth day in plain sight. You know, seeing that fourth day in plain sight is an amazing thing, and definitely how you're breaking it down with the boxes. You know, that was another thing that was very interesting to me. But, you know, definitely just showing, you know, just basically just showing the things and, like, the power that God, well, the power that the Most High God gave his disciples and showed through Elijah and Elisha, you know, in a metaphorical way on how we get a double portion. You know, because he said because Jesus Christ himself said greater things you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at the scriptures and how the prophets took care of business, you know what I'm saying? And like how you put it, man, you know, it show you, man, that, you know, that's just no regular people. It's obvious that that's a special people. I just like how you taught and brought the whole thing in together. And with that, I get a mic, bro. Great lesson.
Thawada, thank you. Thank you. Any more comments, testimonies, any words? If not, any announcements?
Yeah, well, that's their announcements for tomorrow evening. First of all, we'll just thank everybody, man, for your time. And we here at the Sounds of Living Waters really, 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 really appreciate you taking out the time to even give us an ear. And we are hoping that we are edifying you, and that your time is not being wasted. Tomorrow, this time, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to be back here at the Sounds of Living Waters for the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class here with your brother Isaiah Brown, who you heard reading this this evening. Great job, brother. Great job.
Yeah, great job, brother Isaiah.
Man, we were just talking about how, you know, how well you, how really well you were doing tonight, and great job, brother. Do you have a title for the precept for tomorrow evening? Brother Isaiah?
Yeah, I muted myself out. Sorry about that. And all praises, the Father is merciful. And yes, I do have the precept for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, during the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Blog Talk Show at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, the name of the precept is called Make Your Minds Indispensable for Christ.
Make your minds indispensable
for Christ. You know, there's another word for absolutely necessary. So we were going through a lot of things to show how, you know, through David and stuff, you know, and just basically how to fight the thoughts and to think more like Christ according to the scriptures. You know, some pretty cool stuff. All praises.
Amen. Well, that's tomorrow evening. In fact, you can hear the Spirit of Meekness Bible Study Class every Thursday night here at the Sounds of Living Waters at 7 o'clock p.m. here with your brother Isaiah Brown. And once again, bringing a wonderful precept. We assume this is going to end up another chapter in that book of Hubris Knowledge. All right, well,
hey, man.
Brother Nakomi, since we don't have any hands up, do you have any closing comments?
Just hope we all got understanding in Jesus' name and pay more attention to the dates and the things of the feast days and pay attention to the numbers. The Most High is trying to talk to us and show us things and show us these patterns. And he's trying to show us that these things are just not mysterious stories, that this is an intricate plan, and our God is very real. He's very, very real. And I hope through the numbers, he's showing me through the numbers, and I hope some of you will see for yourselves, even through the numbers, he's showing his power. With that, I yield the mic.
Amen. Once again, I want to thank Brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Little Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel. Like my brother Nakomi, you like to remind us of bringing what?
That kingdom.
State of mind.
That's right.
Bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles,
people. Time appointed.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.